All right, here we go. So the Dow had three consecutive losing days. And then today, a little bit all over the place. So we need to talk about this, plus all of our WTF trades. I mean, Mark, we're now in what, 7 or 8 WTF trades? So there's a lot going on. And we're also full with our wheel position. So we're showing you our trades, our plans, what's happening there. And if you stay on the very end, we might have another bad dad joke. We might or might not. We'll see. Anyhow, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Thursday, April 4th. And this, in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And yeah, the Dow, I mean, none of the indices really have a great week. Seems that we are finishing the week lower in all major indices.
Yeah, it's been a rough start to the second quarter. And to the month of April, the S&P hanging in there though, Marcus, for the week. The S&P is down just 0.1%, or maybe a 0.2%. So pretty close there. And actually, I take it back. The Nasdaq's positive for the week.
Yeah, it's mainly the Dow. It's down 1.3%, and I think the Dow mainly being dragged down by one of the Dow heavyweights, which is Intel. I mean, Intel yesterday was sliding, what, 8%, and today just barely bouncing back. I mean, then also I believe that Boeing was dragging the Dow down, and then we had some healthcare stocks this week. So this might have been weighing on the Dow.
Yep. So a little bit of a pullback there on the weight there. UNH is part of the Dow as well. So UNH and, like you said, those healthcare stocks. But the S&P's close after today's move, and the Nasdaq's positive. Dow probably going to finish the week negative. And like you said, three consecutive losing days, although today's looking a little better.
Yeah. And the important day is tomorrow. So tomorrow we do have the jobs report. And this is kind of the major event this week. So this is where we want to see, okay, how is the stock market, how is the jobs market doing? And this morning we had the weekly unemployment claims coming in a little bit higher than expected. Not really an earth-shattering report, but markets reacted positively to it.
Yeah, I mean, this is labeled as a red flag report, but historically speaking, this is something that's just kind of overlooked. But I guess in this market where traders are interested in what's going on with jobs, which would mean that they're interested in what's going on with the economy, which means that they're interested in what's going on with the Fed and what the Fed expects. And I guess it was just a catalyst to have stocks move higher, because that's what happened when this report was released.
Yeah, because yesterday, I mean, Powell spoke at Stanford for quite a long time, and he said, okay, they need more evidence that inflation is easing before cutting rates. So this is where basically all of the Fed members say, okay, we need to wait. So the probability of a cut in June is pretty low, actually. Right now we are at 58%. It is inching up again. And so the only thing that could force the Fed to lower interest rates earlier is if something breaks. And that could be the jobs market. And this is what traders were kind of hoping today, because as you said, I mean, if you look at a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, because the report was being released before the markets open, right after the release, it was like up and away, like, okay, unemployment is higher. Powell has to do something. They have to lower rates. But this is not how it works, especially not with these weekly unemployment claims.
Exactly. I mean, jobless claims, they were at 221,000 for the week. So this is first time people in America filing for unemployment. This was the highest since January 27th, but one hot dog does not make a summer.
There you go. So, I mean, on the other hand, we still have commodities going high. I mean, crude oil pulling back a little bit, but crude oil trading at levels that we haven't seen since October. So highest in, what is it right now? April. So highest in 7 or 8 months.
I think six, but I'll give you seven or eight.
Yeah, okay. Math is not an exact science.
YouTube math.
Usually I'm pretty good at it. And then we also have gold still moving higher. Gold is still making record highs.
Yeah, look at that. Gold just taking off. And it'll be interesting to see where we go from here. I mean, gosh, that's a pretty steep rally off of the 2000 level that we had earlier this year. Yeah.
For sure, for sure. And then also copper. What is copper futures? Let's see. It is
HG, right?
HG, yeah. Look at this. I mean, copper trading at, a 13-month high? And the reason why we're bringing it up is because copper is supposed to be a leading indicator for the economy.
Yeah.
Supposed to be. Do we believe it?
You know, some of these indicators, I don't know. Like, yes, and does it trickle into what we should be doing or caring about? Maybe not, but I'll go with it. I mean, look at when copper was dropping, right? Look at 2022, right? Yeah. You see that there was the fall in a bear market, but is the tail wagging the dog or the dog wagging the tail?
Right. So, I don't know. Let's take a look at opposite. You see, this is where, fortunately for us, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to look at all of these leading indicators, lagging indicators, right? We just need to know, how does the current environment affect our positions? And this is where... Right now, looking at WTF positions, and we are in a lot of WTF positions, yesterday we entered Airbnb and we bought it at 158.75, right now trading at 163. So this is up 2.7% since we bought it. So this is looking really, really good. That's what we're looking for with the WTF strategy. It's win the fear. Whenever we see a drop, buying it and looking for the bounce.
Exactly. So picture perfect. We'll see if we have an exit signal for tomorrow, but nice little gain there.
Yeah. Autodesk, very similar. I mean, look at this. Autodesk also today up 2.5%. So we bought it for 247.59. Right now trading at 252. So that's up for us 2%. We'll see. Yeah. Might be another exit tomorrow.
Another one looking great.
All right, now we have to talk about something that doesn't look too great just yet, CCEP. So CCEP, we bought it for $70.09, right now trading at $69.51. So this is down minus 0.9%, but hey, with the other two being up more than 2%, I mean, a total of almost 5%, the other two, I'm okay with this being a little bit down.
Exactly. And it falls into the expectations that we have for the strategy. 70% winning percentage, of the 30% losers, 20 of the 30%, you're going to have small losses. So that's in line with expectations.
Yeah. Monster Beverage, MNST, that's one that's down a little bit more. So this is where we see, okay, win the fear. Really moving lower, still waiting for the bounce back right now, being stopped at the 200-day moving average that we see here. But we entered it at 57.74. Right now it is at 56.45. So this is right now down 2.25%. So we'll see what happens here over the next few days.
Yes.
All right. Last, no, there's, but wait, there's more. Walmart, Walmart looking okay here, kind of unchanged, I want to say. We entered it yesterday at 59.38, right now at 59.50. So not a whole lot happening here with Walmart just yet. And then final on the list for me, ZS. And that's an interesting one because we did have a small loss recently. Decided to enter it again right now, slightly down. So we entered it at 187.34. It's trading at 186.78, so that's down minus 0.3%. So we'll see what happens with this one.
Yeah, this one's just getting ready to pop higher.
Yeah, I believe so too. It's also being stopped by the 200-day moving average. So we'll see. There's a couple of more that you entered, one of them being CVS. And CVS, looking really good. You entered it at 74.04, right now trading at 74.95.
Yeah, I'll take that. But nice 2-day move there.
All right. Do you have another one?
Yeah, PG.
Oh, PG. That was actually a new signal today. So new signal today, PG, not a whole lot going on. I mean, entered it at 156. I think you did 90, yep. Right? And right now trading at 156.73. So PG not moving. But that's exactly what we are looking for with the win the fear strategy, right? We want to see a drop and then we want to see a bounce. And as you said, 70% of the time, this is what's happening.
And this year, 83.33% of the time. This year, 83.33% of the time.
Yeah. So we've been working really, really, really well. So this is what we have for you on the WTF strategy. Now over to the wheel. And we have Apple. And Apple is above 170 again. I mean, right now I've collected around $2,000 in premium trying to buy Apple at 170. I mean, we have a big report tomorrow. We might get assigned right now. I'm hoping for assignment, but sold the 170 put. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, and those puts, I'm at 68% of my max profit potential. Yeah. And I'm with you. I'd be happy to be assigned at 170, but I don't need to do anything with that put right now. My plan is to close it at 90%. I do have an exit order to close it if that ends up being the case today. Otherwise, so we'll hold it tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, CSIQ, a little bit all over the place today. I mean, this when you blink, it's up 2%. Then you blink, it's down 1%. So right now it's down. So CSIQ, we need this to move a little bit higher, so let's make sure that we have a beautiful trend channel here for CSIQ, because this is where our cost base is at 27, so this needs to rally a little bit. Come on, little buddy, let's do this.
Yeah, almost as high as 20 today and then pulling back.
Yeah, so we'll see. On the other hand, NEE, another position that we are in, NEE now above 63 again. And why is this important? Because 63 previously acted, well, that's not 63, that's 62.5 on a good day. So 63 previously acted as resistance again. Then we broke through, broke below it again. And now let's see if we can stay above 63. And then the idea is from 63, keep moving higher here, because our break even is right around the corner. Our break even at 67, our cost basis at 69. So come on, little buddy, time for you to go.
It looks like it wants to, Marcus. I agree. Being above 63 is a positive. Now we just need to take out those highs.
Yeah. UNH, this is where we traded the overreaction, and this is working out beautifully. So we sold the 450 put, and we see that this was an overreaction that happened here a couple of days ago. And both you and I were able to close these puts with 90% of max profits just a few minutes ago.
Yep. So out of this one, nice way to capitalize on that overreaction there. I like the support level at 450, and it's good company. So worked out great. Now looking for a new opportunity. Maybe one will come after tomorrow's jobs report.
Yeah. We'll see. And then we have UPS, and UPS also a little bit all over the place. Opening higher, gap open higher today, was pulling back, now higher again. So up 0.6%. We checked it this morning with our mastermind members. Not yet enough for me to sell calls against my cost basis at 157.50, but way above my break even. And we'll see if UPS can popping up. But I mean, look at this. UPS very impressively making back this drop that was caused by a misunderstanding in reporting, it seems, and now very quickly bouncing back. I'll take this. So let's play this a little bit more.
Yeah, and I mean, even today, gap higher filled that gap and now is trading right back around where it opened. So even today's movement actually looks pretty good, considering that drop after the gap.
Yeah. So very happy with this one. Now that we are out of UNH, maybe tomorrow with the jobs report, the markets might fall and we get some more opportunities. This is why we are also looking to close the Apple put at 90% of max profits, if this can happen. But yeah, you're right. At this point, I'm at 66% of max profits. I do believe that you entered it at 140. I did 130.
150.
Oh, yeah. I was asking for it. All right.
But well, hey, markets, if you're listening, markets, if you're listening, what I'd really like is for there to be a positive reaction to the jobs report. The markets gap higher, so we get out of a couple of WTF trades with excellent exits, and then I'd like to see a pullback so I could get into a wheel trade. So markets, if you're listening, that's the plan. We don't want the drop immediately after the jobs report. Sometimes you have to clarify things, Marcus.
I think you spelled it out perfectly. Okay, so let's take a look at see what happens here right now in the S&P. Before we do this, Mark, I told Debbie that the neighbor died. And she said, who, Ray? And I said, oh, it's way too early to celebrate.
Okay. Now, I could appreciate that one. I could appreciate that one. All right. You're getting better, Marcus.
All right. I know that you're usually... Okay. So, looking at the markets, 5-minute chart of the S&P, we opened higher, and then right now we are pulling back. So this where also we need to see, okay, how far could we possibly pull back? What are technical levels here? And this is where often we see that we kind of have a gap fill to yesterday's high. So we could actually move lower here, or, I mean, markets are a little bit undecided and just hanging in there, waiting on the big report tomorrow.
Yes.
Are you still thinking about Ray?
Yeah, poor Ray.
All right. Well, there you go. If you enjoyed it, including some bad puns or dad jokes, give us a like. Really appreciate it. And feel free to share it with anybody. If you think that they should not watch the end part, that's fine. Just let them know. And if you this is your first time here and you would like to see more of us and see more of what we are doing in the markets, consider subscribing. And then we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.